Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
The BT and Sal Show on The Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Tony is in the Bronx. What's up, Tony?
Listen, great game last night. You know, I can't say that enough. You guys are touching on all the key points. I love it. Just keep doing what you're doing. Tonight, if Schlitter gets in trouble, when do you pull him? Do you give him a short leash or long leash? I want you to touch on that. And also, with Vladimir Guerrero,
yep.
You can't let this guy beat you because he's Big Papi reincarnated.
Oh, he's
different matchup, though, tonight.
I'm frightening.
Different matchup tonight.
You walk him.
No. I'm not walking him. I'm going after him tonight if I'm sure.
No. Sal, you're wrong. You can't let this guy beat you. You can't let him beat you, Sal.
Well, what are you going to do? Anyway, walk him in every time he comes up in every situation? Like, to me.
So what they did with Bonds, he walked him with the bases loaded.
That's true. He's not Bonds.
I'm asking you, what would you do? You're just gonna, what would you do? Walk him every time, no matter what the situation is?
You pitch to him. No one's on base. You pitch to the man.
Okay.
What
about one guy on?
You know, depending on the circumstances, you walk him. You do not let this guy beat you.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Yeah, I mean, I'd be careful with Vlad. I'm not going to be pitching around him the way that it would Aaron Judge. He's not Bonds. He's not Judge. He's owned the Yankees. But I do think that Cam Schlitter is a much, much different matchup than Freed or certainly Rodon.
I will tell you, man, and I mean, this is a pretty basic statement. He terrifies me. Number one, he's always been really, really good, but he's also in a real zone right now. You know, and not everybody loves this or cares about it, whatever. But they did talk a little bit over the course of the couple of games here where he's just not a launch angle guy. So his swing is kind of more slump-proof. Talking about Vladdy,
yeah.
You know, just contrasted to Judge, where Judge gets a little bit more loft. And, you know, I remember the hard ground ball base hit that he had last night. He was actually able to hit it into the ground. Usually hit it in the ground. It's not going to be a base hit too often. So he's got that old school approach that his dad taught him, where he's got that timing mechanism with his front foot. And he's an old school approach. He's a stud, man.
The other thing that I would say is not only is Vlad not Judge, but even if you just say, well, against the Yankees, he's been like Judge. Okay, fair enough. I am not, if I'm the Yankees, putting guys on base with a lineup that is putting the bat on the ball. Whereas the other way around, nobody else in the Yankee lineup is anywhere near Judge's level, and also they do have a propensity to strike out a lot more.
So
while it might be more scary than it was in years past behind Judge, they could still strike out a ton. So I'd rather put Judge on and then just be nasty with the rest of the guys behind him and get them to chase, which they've done.
And think about how much different the Yankees would look if they had a prototypical leadoff hitter. You know, Grisham against these average teams, and he had a double last night. Listen, he could crank a home run tonight, and he's a hero, so whatever. I've enjoyed watching him play. I don't know if I'd give him a big contract, but we'll talk about that in the winter. But he just has so many swing and misses and so many empty at-bats against quality pitching. You know, Volpe's not the answer. Jazz is not the answer. He is not the answer. Caballero's probably not even going to play. He's not the answer. It's not a lefty, so it's not going to be Goldschmidt tonight.
They need to find somebody.
They got to get a leadoff guy.
Last year, they were at their best with Torres and Soto in front of Judge. So much was being made about who's behind him.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the guys on in front of him, you have to pitch to him. More often than not, if you pitch to Judge, he is going to make you pay. So I think it's more imperative the guys in front of him than the guys behind him. And when you hit him two, now the guys in front of him are going to be the bottom of the order, and they're not getting on nearly enough. I'd have him hit third. I think the ideal way would be to get a real leadoff. That's why last year I thought it was great with Torres, Soto, and then Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's funny because they mentioned this last night where I agree with you. I think it's more important what's in front of Judge.
Right.
But when it comes to Stanton, for his propensity to expand the zone and get into these funks, which Judge, knock on wood, generally doesn't do, you need more life behind Stanton. You need more protection behind Stanton. Because, you want something more in front of Judge.
Because you can pitch to Stanton and get him out.
No question.
That's the thing. That's the issue here. Ray is calling from Fairlawn. What's up, Ray?
What's up, Ray?
Hey. How you doing? You guys just pretty much addressed my question. I was wondering if you guys would move Judge in the order based on the fact that they're going to walk him.
Not tonight. I wouldn't. I think they've had three straight games entire the same lineup. You probably get it fourth. I just checked their Twitter accounts. Not out yet. 10 minutes to 2. So Evan and Tiki will have it for you. They're live at the stadium.
I will not
mess around.
I think it's a good question.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you for the call. Let me think this out for a second. So knowing that the Blue Jays are likely not going to pitch to Judge, then for me, I wouldn't have him down in the order. I think the two spot is the proper spot if you assume that they're going to pitch around him, especially with the way the Yankees are structured. Ideally, I'd like him third, but if you're pitching around him, then it's going to be up to the guys behind him to do the job. If you move him down, you're only putting, you see what I'm saying? Like you're the guys in front of him are going to be maybe easier to get out, and then you can pitch around him more so. So I would rather take my chances with knowing that he's going to get on and go with, maybe Rice I would have behind him as opposed to Bellinger. I really think Rice is going to get hot, but I get it with Bellinger behind him. I mean, what are you supposed to do? They got their guys. Hey, bottom line is Rice has to hit, Bellinger has to hit, Stan has to hit,
Jazz has to hit. McMahon, I mean, just catch it. He was out of the game early. Volpe's a mess.
How would it benefit, though, the Yankees if they were to move Judge down?
I don't think it would. You might lose it at bat. It could actually penalize you.
Right, and in that case, it would be more than... Would you rather it come down to more on Grisham and whoever else you put in the two-hole? Who would you put in the two-hole? Rice in front of him?
I would keep Judge there.
I'm saying if you
did move him three, I don't want to go lefty-lefty, even though I do like Rice. I don't think there's anybody really equipped. I don't think anybody's earned.
Well, that's kind of
the two-hole. If you're going to put,
the higher you bat him, the more it's on the guys behind him. If you bat him third, the more it's going to be on the guys in front of him, which are likely going to be Grisham and Rice, who's been cold this series.
You're not putting Jazz at the two spot. You're not putting Stanton up there. Volpe, no way. I mean, Wells is showing flickers of life. Some good at bats, but no, he's at the bottom of the order now. I mean, so you do think we get the same lineup? You think we get Grisham? So it's Grisham, Judge, Belly, Rice, Stanton, Jazz, McMahon, Volpe, Wells.
Yeah, why would he mess with it? I do the same exact thing.
I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I
Four
do
games
too.
In a row.
I do too.
Same
I do
lineup.
Too. I'm just trying to think if I'd mess around with if I would flip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. Think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nah, I'm not going to flip Jazz and Stanton. I'm not going to overthink it. I'd probably keep it as well.
Evan calling from Long Island. What's up, Evan?
Hey, Ev.
Hey, guys. BT, you, Sal, you guys are awesome. Thank you. I want your opinion on something. A prior caller mentioned Anthony Volpe's name, and I wasn't sure if it was Sal or BT. I heard someone make a sigh, which leads me to the question. Guys, he looked horrible yesterday. I think we all realize he's somewhat lost.
Yeah.
And with all of these discussions regarding pitching around Aaron Judge, do you guys believe it's time? I mean, look at the bottom third of our lineup. McMahon, Volpe, and Wells. I know Wells has had an occasional big hit, but that's like dead wood. So is it time, maybe today, maybe whether it's Ahmad Rosario, who certainly hits better than Volpe or even Caballero, is it time to replace
No.
Volpe in the lineup.
No. Because he's he's catching the baseball. Now, what I worry about here, and thank you for the call, is what happened when he really went into that funk is, I'm trying to remember, was it the hitting funk that led to the fielding? I think it was the hitting that led to the unraveling on defense. He's catching the baseball. He's made some big plays. The Red Sox series, we've referenced those two critical plays there. Catching the ball cleanly against Toronto. He's a better shortstop than Rosario. He's a better shortstop than Caballero. Now, you want to go, if you talk about the lefty-lefty stuff, I also, and you've said this, and I think you're right, as much as I like Caballero, I thought he got hurt last night. I thought he had one of those handmade issues when he hurt his hand last night, but then he had a base hit to right field. I like having the ability to deploy him late in the game. I'm comfortable when Rosario's up there, but I also like McMahon. So I'm not looking to get McMahon out of the game, but I'm not sitting Volpe tonight. No.
Yeah, I'll trust Boone to handle that the way that he did last night. I thought it was fine going to Rosario when he did. I don't think you could take Volpe out because of his defense specifically. His at-bats, he's looked overmatched. I mean, we had people calling us after the first two games of the postseason talking about, hey, Volpe's great. Put him back in the Hall of Fame. I'm being facetious somewhat here because that was kind of the talk about after Volpe had the home run against Crochet.
Well, they were saying October Volpe.
He was all of a sudden a hero. And then you watch him, and I'm not even going based off of the numbers or even the strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving non-competitive at-bats with swings that make you think he's just overmatched. And mentally not, like, to me, I think it's a mental thing. I do not think it's a physical thing. I think mentally, Volpe is just lost. Dude, come on. He's not swinging like a major leaguer.
It's
half-assing it with the check swing, throwing the bat, you know, and then the dugout. Like, Volpe has been awful, but I still think their better option is to ride with him at short.
I do, too. I don't know that I've ever seen less competitive at-bats outside of, like, more than one game in a long time. I mean, he can't even hold on to the bat.
Yeah.
It's three times it's flown out of his hand.
Anthony's in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, BT, Sal, how are we?
Good.
How's it going?
Hey, how are you, man?
Another day we live. Another day we live.
Mm-hmm.
So just make it quick. I want your thoughts, both of you guys, on, you know, the Yankees situational baseball. That's between, I just feel like Boone, maybe it's the guys in our lineup, but I kind of have the old, you know, coaching aspect. I did a little coaching myself, you know, not saying I'm the best, but getting the runner over, you know, bunting situations. I don't know if we have the guys in place for that. I just seen, you know, maybe in the whole season and in a couple of the series, there could be times that, you know, we could get guys over because it puts pressure on the pitchers also, and the next guy up has to do their job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you're just playing into, it's a good call. It's a common refrain from Yankee fans. I think it's gotten better. Remember when we were lamenting, and I don't know the exact record, but it was the worst in baseball, and it was for a couple of years encompassing, where the Yankees' extra inning record was just unimaginably bad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.